We're going to hear the word read, not so much preached, but rather read and shared, because it's a long passage of Scripture. We're going to read Isaiah 36 and 37. The story concerns something that happened way back in the life of the nation Judah. And it's a story of an attack that came against the city of Jerusalem during the reign of King Hezekiah. You'll remember that Hezekiah was a good king, and he had done many good things for God. He had pulled down many of the places of idol worship, and he had a favored reign. But there were many enemies round about in the days of Hezekiah. And this is an experience that he and the people of Judah had with this enemy Sennacherib, who was the king of Assyria. And so what we're going to do, we've done this before on occasion, and every time I say we're going to read the word and not preach it, we get down about four or five verses and the Spirit of God gets to going on something in there, and it's not what I told you it was going to be. So I say that the Lord willing, we're going to see this story out of Isaiah concerning the attack of Sennacherib and his forces against Judah. Now it came to pass in the 14th year of King Hezekiah that Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the defensed cities of Judah and took them. And the king of Assyria sent Rabshakeh from Lachish to Jerusalem unto King Hezekiah with a great army. And he stood by the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field. Then came forth unto him Eliakim, Hilkiah's son, which was over the house, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah, Asaph's son, the recorder. And Rabshakeh said unto them, Say ye now to Hezekiah, Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, What confidence is this wherein thou trustest? I say, sayest thou, but they are but vain words, I have counsel and strength for war. Now on whom dost thou trust that thou rebellest against me? Lo, thou trustest in the staff of this broken reed, on Egypt, whereon if a man lean, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all that trust in him. Rabshakeh says, What are you telling me that you're trusting in Egypt? Egypt can't help you. Don't you see my armies that are surrounding your cities? Don't you know that we've already taken most of your outlying cities, and it's only a matter of time before we do the rest of it and before we take Jerusalem? Then he says in verse 7, But if thou say to me, We trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places and whose altars Hezekiah hath taken away and said to Judah and Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar? Now therefore give pledges, I pray thee, to my master the king of Assyria, and I will give thee 2,000 horses if thou be able on thy part to set riders upon them. How then wilt thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? And am I now come up without the Lord against this land to destroy it? The Lord said unto me, Go up against this land and destroy it. Then said Eliakim and Shebna and Joah unto Rabshakeh, Speak, I pray thee, unto thy servants in the Syrian language, for we understand it. And speak not to us in the Jews' language in the ears of the people that are on the wall. You get the picture of Rabshakeh with his armies gathered around the walls of Jerusalem. The men of Jerusalem up on the walls listening to this conversation. And Rabshakeh is saying to these that Hezekiah has sent, Who are you going to trust in? Don't you know that the king of Assyria is the greatest king in all of the earth? Who are you going to put your trust and your confidence in? You can't put it in Egypt because they're like a broken reed. They'll not help you. You can't put your trust in the Lord God because Hezekiah has already jerked down all of these altars that are around about on the mountaintops, and he said you're supposed to come down and worship God in this one little place in the city of Jerusalem. There isn't anything that's going to help you. Poor Shebna and Eliakim and Joah said, Now listen, if you're going to talk like that, maybe you better talk to us in a foreign tongue so that our people can't hear you because we don't want them to be frightened, you see. That's the idea here. Verse number 12, But Rabshakeh said, Hath my master sent me to thy master and to thee to speak these words? Hath he not sent me to the men that sit upon the wall, that they might eat their own dung and drink their own piss with you? Then Rabshakeh stood and cried with a loud voice in the Jews' language and said, Hear ye the words of the great king, the king of Assyria. Thus saith the king, Let not Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you. Neither let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, The Lord will surely deliver us. This city shall not be delivered into the hands of the king of Assyria. Hearken not to Hezekiah, for thus saith the king of Assyria, Make an agreement with me by a present, and come out to me, and eat ye every one of his vine, and every one of his fig tree, and drink ye every one the waters of his own cistern, until I come and take you away to a land like your own land, a land of corn and wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Beware lest Hezekiah persuade you, saying, The Lord will deliver us. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arphad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of these lands that have delivered their land out of my hand, that the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? Who's that sound like? Have you ever heard that before? I have. But they held their peace. They answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was saying, Answer him not. Then came Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, that was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and Joah the son of Asaph the recorder, to Hezekiah with their clothes rent, and told him the words of Rabshakeh. It came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, that he rent his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth, unto Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. They said unto him, Thus saith Hezekiah, This day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and of blasphemy, for the children are come to birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord thy God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master hath sent, to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that is left. So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, Thus shall ye say unto your master, Thus saith the Lord. Now listen carefully. This is the part I want us to see. I believe this is what God wants us to get tonight. Every place it says, Thus saith the Lord, listen carefully. Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid of the words that thou hast heard, and wherewith the servants of the king of Assyria hath blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And he heard say concerning Tirhakah, king of Ethiopia, He has come forth to make war with thee. When he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, saying, Let not thy God, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Have you ever had anyone come to you? Perhaps not directly, but that way too. And just speak to you and say, Are you sure that you can really put your trust in that God? Are you sure that you can really believe what he said? Are you certain, absolutely sure, that what he said he's able to do? It doesn't come quite that direct, but the essence is the same, isn't it? Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Reseph, and the children of Eden which were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arphad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena and Iva? Hezekiah received the letter from the hands of the messengers and read it. Hezekiah went up unto the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which hath sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord hath spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou approached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? By thy servants hast thou reproached the Lord, and hast said, By the multitude of my chariots am I come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon. And I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the height of his border and the forest of his Carmel. I have digged and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet have I dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient times that I have formed it? Now have I brought it to pass that thou shouldest be to lay waste defense cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the green of the field, and as of the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. And now God speaks. But I know thy abode and thy going out, and thy coming in and thy rage against me. Because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears, therefore will I put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. And this shall be a sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year such as groweth of itself, the second year that which springeth of the same, and in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camps of the Assyrians 185,000. When they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adrammelech and Shazrezer his son smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Armenia, and Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. I wonder if there are some of you who may be here tonight who are listening to Rabshakeh outside the walls of the city. And if Rabshakeh may not be saying to you, you know whose emissary Rabshakeh is. This man Sennacherib, the word Sennacherib, the Assyrian name Sennacherib, means sin's multiplied brothers. Rabshakeh is that little voice that you hear on the inside of you that comes straight out of hell's pits. And he says to you, yes, I've heard about your God. Yes, I've heard that he's supposed to be able to deliver you. Yes, I've heard that he's supposed to be able to heal you. Yes, I've heard that he's supposed to be able to make your vine fruitful and to make you prosperous in everything you do. But you are in bad shape, friend. And don't you remember your grandmother when she was sick like you are? She died. And don't you remember your neighbors when their child began to act like your child? She ran away from home. And don't you know that your God is not able to deliver you? Don't you know that the same thing that happened to them is exactly what's going to happen to you? Don't you realize that the armies that are encircling you are eventually going to gobble you up like so much cattle fodder? Look around you. You can see it everywhere. People are sick. People are dying. People are poor. People are hungry. Families are broken up. Men and women are being divorced. That's the way it is, friend. That's the way it is, friend. So says Rabshakeh outside the walls of your city. Then comes the man of God. And he says, thus saith the Lord, be ye not afraid, only believe. All things are possible to him that believeth. When God wanted to get the word to you, when God wanted to get the word to you, when God wanted to get the word to you, he sent his word made very flesh. And that word says unto you, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That word says unto you, whom the Son sets free, hallelujah, shall be free indeed. That word says unto you, Rabshakeh, I rebuke you. Get away from the walls of my house. That word says, thou foul, dumb spirit, come out of him. That word says to you, you shall not be the tail, but the head. That word says unto you, it's the thief that cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I, the word of God in the flesh, have come that you might have life. Thus saith the Lord, I am come that you might have life. And have it more abundantly. Have you ever met Rabshakeh? Have you heard, thus saith the Lord? When God Almighty speaks, Rabshakeh and the hundreds and thousands of his army come up dead in the morning. And his friends and associates are turned one against the other. Now, unfortunately, there are many in the church today that want to hear a new and a fresh, thus saith the Lord. God has already given us a new and a fresh, thus saith the Lord. Here it is. It's as new as today. It's as fresh as this very minute. Thus saith the Lord, I have come to set you free. I have come to heal you. I've come to deliver you. I have come to translate you out of the enemy's kingdom into my own. I have come to give you life and give it to you abundantly. Thus saith the new and fresh word of the Lord. That's not a brand new revelation to me. I've known that, but it may be to you. If it is, I want you to know that thus saith the Lord tonight. Rabshakeh, if you will put your trust in this living word, Rabshakeh will wind up dead, a corpse, in the morning. With the hundreds of thousands of those that are with him. Yes, he may stand against you and say, "Oh, who is that God? Do you really think he can deliver you?" But if you put your trust in this word, glory to God, if you put your trust in this word, Rabshakeh cannot stand against this word. How many of you are here tonight who have been given victory over Rabshakeh in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Praise God. Praise God. I've talked to some of you just in the last couple of weeks who have been gloriously and wondrously and permanently set free from Rabshakeh and all of those that are like him. And friend, if Rabshakeh is crouching outside your door tonight, God's word, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to set you free. He wants to bring victory to you tonight. Absolute, permanent, complete victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what God wants to do. The Word of God says that with him, there is no respect of persons. In Hebrews, the 8th chapter, we're told that Jesus Christ is the mediator of a new and a better covenant. Do you know that if God would defeat this Rabshakeh for Hezekiah, what will he do for you? What will he do for me? Those of us who were bought, purchased with the blood of his precious son, those who have come into his kingdom with full rights, heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, what do you think he'd do for us? Do you think he would do less? Friend, if you are here tonight, it doesn't matter to God nor to me what your difficulty is tonight. Before I met this glorious, wondrous Christ, this precious living word, Jesus, oh glory, I never could picture myself praying for someone who's about to die. I had seen too much of Rabshakeh's work. I hadn't seen enough of God's. But when I met this precious Jesus, when I saw God's work through his word, it doesn't matter how long Rabshakeh's been camped outside your door. It doesn't matter how many hundreds of thousands of troops he has amassed. It does not matter how many earth ramps he has built up on the outside of your life. It doesn't even matter, friend, if he has crept on the inside of your gates. The living word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, is more powerful than any Rabshakeh. Let me ask you to bow your heads, please. Father, if there are those that are here tonight who are troubled, the way Hezekiah was, in the way that his people were, if there be those who are here tonight who do not know because they've heard the doubting voice from over the wall that the name of Jesus is higher than any other name. If there be one of your children, Father, who is here tonight in the auditorium that has heard so much of Rabshakeh's voice that he hasn't been able to hear yours recently, and he's heard over and over again, the Lord thy God will not, cannot deliver you until he's almost ready to believe it, I pray, Father, that by the power of your Spirit tonight that bond would be broken. That the bands of wickedness that have entwined themselves around your children would be broken asunder in Jesus' name. Satan, I speak to you in the name of Jesus, and I command that your bonds be broken over God's people. Over every person who is hearing my voice right now, that you'll no longer bind nor harass nor lie to, in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father, that your Spirit would begin to minister even now as we pray. Begin to minister truth, Father, in place of the lies. Begin to minister, Father, faith in place of the doubt. Begin to minister peace, Father, in place of the confusion. Begin to minister assurance in place of wonder. Begin to minister your great love in the place of that accusing, condemning, depressing voice. Satan, you have no authority over God's people whatsoever. You are a defeated, beaten foe. Your power is destroyed by the Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto him, and you know it. He has given that to the church over which he is head, and you know it. We stand in that authority that is in Jesus' name. We stand firm and fast in the truth of God's word. Thus saith the Lord, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. We stand firm and fast in the truth that these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. We stand fast and firm upon your promises, Lord Jesus, where you said that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and yea, even greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We remind you, Satan, that you shall not bind God's people in any way. For does not the word say that the Son of God was manifested in order to destroy the works of the devil? Does it not say that he became flesh, took upon himself the flesh, the nature of Abraham, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of, you hear that's destroy, him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Does not God's word say, Satan, that Jesus spoiled all of your principalities and powers, making an open show of you, declaring to you and to heaven and to us today that Jesus Christ is King? Regardless of your lies, regardless of your deceit, regardless of your working. And Satan will have you to know that just because so-and-so died of cancer is no reason why we will. Just because so-and-so can't make their house payment is no reason why we can't. Just because you've taken 46 walled cities is no reason why Zion's going to fall. It shall not fall. Jesus himself said that on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not, he said, shall not, he said, shall not prevail against it. Father, we thank you and praise you for those wonderful promises, for the revelation from your word, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue shall confess him as Lord to your glory. We thank you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' sweet name.